Hi there, I'm Bob Perot, and it is time for us to take another look at a jury recommendation from the Culloden-Cusack-Warmerdam inquest into ending intimate partner violence, or IPV, in Ontario. We will be referring to IPV several times throughout this conversation, and just wanted to make sure you knew that. Joining us to talk about today's recommendation, as she always does, is Erin Lee, Executive Director of Lanark County Interval House. Erin, good to speak with you again.
Always good to be with you, Bob.
And we're moving on to a new section here, Erin. This is measures addressing perpetrators of IPV. Now, people may think that that would go down a certain road, but really, this road has all sorts of branches on it.
Indeed, it does. I think that one of the things we've learned from the inquest is that we need to look at what we're doing to monitor, support, and help abusers hold themselves accountable, to make change.
We are looking at number 32, which is the first in this new section, and it states that the province must establish a province-wide 24/7 hotline for men who need support to prevent them from engaging in IPV. Basically, I'm guessing what this is saying is that it gives another option to these people. Instead of lashing out and then performing an act of violence, they can call and perhaps get some assistance that way.
Yeah, I think that there's a number of issues in terms of access, immediate access, in terms of confidentiality, in terms of shame, in terms of judgment. And if there was a line that somebody who was either contemplating or had been, is in the midst of recognizing behavior triggers and various things that create a desire to engage in IPV, that if there was a way for them to reach out and have some support on the other end of the line, that might help deter, might help validate and work through some of the issues going on for folks who are thinking about engaging in intimate partner violence.
And I think this is, part of options that are out there, but really it's such a broad scope. Like you can't just expect someone to make that phone call. There's an education component that goes into it. There's a lot that would have to be discussed with, this individual and with the public at large to ensure that there is awareness that such a line would exist.
I think that it's quite complex. Not all of the jury recommendations are quite as complex. I think you're absolutely right. I think there's education, there's awareness. I think that there's also an understanding of the limits of engaging with a helpline. So we have the Assaulted Women's Helpline that is run provincially, and it's for those who identify as women who are finding themselves in abusive situations. And I think the notion is that it would be good to have something that would support abusers or folks who are contemplating. But I think there are limits to every service. There's a huge need to educate. There's a huge need to understand that a helpline or a phone line cannot take responsibility for someone's behavior and be your way out. It could be a way to identify and to acknowledge what you're going through and get some valid and wonderful kind of support. But certainly it does require a lot of thought. It requires a lot of understanding of complexity, weapons, how real are the threats, are they engaged in the threats currently, if there's a case before the courts, if there are a number of complexities that we have to think about when we're engaging with folks through the phone.
Exactly. Now, again, this is the first of many recommendations that fall under this banner. I think it's certainly a good start, but I also think that the phone line will fall into place and perhaps be better understood as we continue to discuss the other recommendations.
I agree 100%. And I think that what the inquest taught us was that there are people who are identified as abusers, who have been abusing historically, who have a history of trauma, who have been system engaged, but not adequately in terms of monitoring, in terms of education, in terms of change. And I think that the inquest was hopeful to put in some recommendations that would address perpetrator needs and addressing their engagement in intimate partner violence. So yes, there are many recommendations in this particular area, and we will certainly be talking about various complexities and various layers of the way to engage with perpetrators.
Well, we'll pick up number 33 next week. Aaron, thank you so much for doing this as always.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
I'm Bob Perot for Lake 88 and LanarkLeadsToday.ca.